it's a great song, but at least it ain't long. Turn it up for my first song. Start the day off with something strong. Hit play, Dave, go ahead, hit play. Hit play, Dave, go ahead, hit play. Hit play, Dave, go ahead, hit play. I said, hit play, Dave, go ahead, hit play.
All right, here we go with the first song of the day. What do you got for your first song of the day, Fallon?
It did lose Winning Song Wednesday yesterday, but we did all agree that it's a beautiful song and it fits in lovely with my pride theme this week. So I chose Cyndi Lauper's True Colors.
All right, let's do it. First song of the day on KDWB. That song goes way, way back. 86, I want to say. That song is 36.
Let me tell you who hasn't forgotten a word. Dave Ryan.
I see your true colors. Such a beautiful song. Can't remember when I last saw you laughing.
Oh, that makes me sad.
What's happening?
She says, can't remember when I last saw you laughing. Oh, God, what a sad little part of the song.
It's just beautiful.
It is, yeah.
There's a part in like a Taylor Swift song that's like, it's basically along the lines of, I don't want to get to a point in our relationship where we're in a crowded room and I hear your laugh, but I don't know you. Like where she's like in a crowded room with this person she loved so closely,
yeah,
and she could recognize their laugh anywhere, but she doesn't know them at all anymore.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, that
God,
is
that
deep.
Yeah. That would suck. All right. It is Thursday morning. We're all excited because we're all going out on Fally B's boat later on today.
Topless, by the way. That's the rule. To enter the boat, you got to be topless.
No, I really was hoping that was the situation because I don't need tan lines.
Jenny would probably do it. Jenny would be like, I don't care. Give me
you guys
Trulia.
Just look away for a minute.
I don't care. We're doing that later on today, and so we're excited about that. It's going to be another beautiful day today. A couple of quick things. Shout out Jason DeRusha. It's his last day over at Channel 4. He's been there forever.
Yeah.
Getting up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and so we don't get to watch. We keep Jason on in the background.
Yeah.
We watch all the different channels. We just kind of switch it around here and there, but Jason is a friend of the show, and he's probably not listening, but maybe he'll hear it on the podcast. So good luck, Jason. I don't know what he's doing next.
Radio.
Is he doing radio?
He is. He's going to WCCO radio, and I think he's doing like an afternoon show. I think it's like starts at like 3 p.m. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about a shift for him. He's been waking up at, I think, 2 or 2:30 a.m. for, 20 years or something, forever? Yeah. And so now he will get to sleep in.
It'll be nice, but I think that he'll also be like waiting around to go into work, so it'll be different situation.
At first, like, oh no, what do I do with myself the first half of the day?
Right, exactly. Kate Raddatz is also leaving Channel 4. She's a big friend of our show.
Yes.
And she wrote me the nicest message the other day because she was talking about how she was in Colorado and how she was hiking, and she's wanted to be a hiker. And I said, you'd make a good hiker.
Yes, she
and
would.
And she said, yes, I would, Dave. Without you, I don't think I ever would have gotten to do so many of the things I've gotten to do. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
She says, when I came here, I was just a kid. I remember pinching myself that I somehow was even allowed to be in the same room as you, let alone be on the radio, which I never think of. It's like she's a total equal. I know I haven't been on the show hosting in a while, and I may be leaving CCO, but the years I got to be in and learn from you were some of the coolest moments of my career. I'm just grateful to call you a friend. You opened so many doors for me. And even though I won't be at CCO anymore, I will still be cheering for you and Fallon and the team. So it's just like
she's
nice.
So
it's
sweet.
Like,
she's, I love her.
She is. Kate Raddatz is one of the best quality humans I've ever met.
Truly.
She just really is. It is KDWB. How are you? Maybe you got big plans today, or maybe it's just another day at work. But it's supposed to be gorgeous today. It depends on what you call gorgeous. 94.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
For the high today. So let me ask you a couple of quick questions about the boat ride.
Yeah.
How many hours are we planning to be out on the boat ride today?
Well, I will do, personally, 20 to 30 minutes, and then I'll ask Dave or Jake to let me off at the dock. You guys can continue as long as you want after that.
Okay. So I think probably 2 to 3 hours is
max.
Probably a good amount of time to be out there. We had a big discussion on the show last week. It was like, okay, my friend takes me out on a boat, but I don't want to be out for 10 hours. How do I tell them that I don't want to be out for 10 hours? And we figured out you just do. Say, I got to be somewhere at 2.
Yeah.
So.
The good news is, none of us, I think we're all on the same page.
Yep.
No,
are we all on the same boat?
No, the only one that isn't on the same page is Drake. Because Drake thinks in his mind we're going to Big Island and he's getting
and
lit.
Raging.
Yeah.
We are getting lit. What are you
we'll
talking
drop you
about?
Out.
Yeah.
We'll
quarter bit of left of that Tito's, guys. That'll get somebody pretty lit.
We
you.
Yeah, you. We'll drop you off. You can find a way home from Big Island, because the last thing I want is to wake up with a hangover at 5 in the afternoon.
Oh, it's brutal.
Not fun. Yeah. All right, we'll be back in a second on KWB. We talked about this yesterday, the top breakup songs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a list that is very unscientific of the best top breakup songs of all time, and we'll do that in a couple of seconds on KWB. War of the Roses later on today. It's a big day.
Don't miss the podcast after the show, where you can hear Dave say bad words. The Minnesota Goodbye. Listen anywhere you find podcasts from the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. 101.3 KDWB.
It is the Dave Ryan Show. We asked this yesterday because we played Believe for the first song of the day, because it's like Pride Month. So Fallon's theme this week on the first song of the day, which is always a throwback, was Pride. Mm-hmm. And so we played Believe yesterday by Cher, and I'm like, oh my God, that was a big breakup song, because back when I was breaking up and Angie Taylor was breaking up with our respective fiancés at the same time, like the same week, that song was popular. So Angie used to be on the show years ago, and we would just wail that song, and we would laugh, and we would console each other, yeah, and we'd cry a little bit. And then Fallon's like, that's not a breakup song. And I'm like, no, it absolutely is a breakup song. It's the one where you're like just saying, I'm going to get past this because there's life after love.
I feel like I looked at it like that, like not a breakup song, because to me that's phase two. Phase one, I do not embrace anything with a beat. It has to be very sad.
Mm.
So we asked you, and these are in no particular order, for the top breakup songs, the song that got you through your breakup. And these are all going to be online on DaveRyanShow.com.
Yes, once this internet works, Dave.
We had a little problem with the internet. Yeah, it's been off and on. It's been sketchy. Check to make sure we have a fresh credit card to pay that bill on there.
No.
That happened to me. My internet went down last night.
Yeah.
And it was down. It's like, the internet's down. And we realized, we looked online, and our bill was like $1,100 behind. Because,
oh, no.
Because we hadn't paid our bill because we didn't have a working credit card on there.
Oh.
So they finally turned off our internet.
Oh, God.
Then we realized. So anyway, so check your credit card to make sure you got a good credit card in there, Fallon.
All right, here we go.
Breakup songs. Here we go. Let's try out some of these. Don't Speak by No Doubt. I'm going to zip through some of these kind of quickly. Back to You from Selena Gomez.
I want to hold you when I'm not supposed to. When I'm lying close to someone else, you're stuck in the...
Okay. This one's really, it's a breakup song. It's just a sad song. Anytime you're sad, this is going to like take you down a little bit deeper and lift you up at the same time.
Yeah.
And here is another breakup song.
Cause everybody hurts. Take comfort in
your love. Oh, gives me chills.
Maybe it's later on the list, I don't know, but I'm surprised that that is the Selena Gomez song and not the one where it's like way slower, where she's like, says that it took him like just a few days to move on. And it's, you know what I mean? Like that. We played it forever and it was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
Well,
that
that's
one
fine. Maybe it'll come up.
Maybe.
Here's another one. I think some of these breakup songs, I didn't realize they were breakup songs.
Same.
Just never really thought about it. This one is not only a breakup song, it's just a sad song. It can even be like somebody had died song.
Oh,
so here is one. Everybody knows this one.
Oh, yes.
But wailing along with this song in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There are fewer things beautiful than me hitting a Celine Dion note.
Fewer?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I feel like there'd be quite
there
a few.
Is. I mean, if you want to hear something similar, you would take a cat in heat, stick it in a feed sack, and then swing it over your head.
That's a horny cat.
Okay, another one. This is a breakup song. This is maybe a song that got you through it.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That would definitely be if you're on the butt end of the breakup. In other words, they broke up with you. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I noticed this list in general just has a very strong mix of both very angry and very sad songs.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's what you are. You're somewhere between angry
you are.
And sad. All Too Well from Taylor Swift.
You didn't get Taylor's version, Jenny?
What do you mean?
Is that Taylor's version?
I'm pretty sure.
Sounds like the original, Jenny.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
I am so sorry.
I'm in favor of the record company. I am all for Scooter
Braun.
Oh,
my God.
Scooter Braun.
You're
all
sick.
Day, every
no.
day. Scooter Braun owns those songs. We're going to play
anymore.
The Scooter Braun song all day, every day.
Scooter, wipe
Let's
his
move
hands.
On. Let's okay, move on.
Fine.
Good Lord. Okay, next
I'm not
one.
Happy.
Another breakup song. Again, I didn't know that was a breakup song.
Oh,
this
yeah.
one.
She's torn, Dave.
I guess I never paid attention. Here's one that's no doubt. Maybe this is the song that got you through it. There's a few more that I can't play all of them just because of time, but I'm going to play a few more for you. Just some like ones that kind of stand out. This one is a good, solid breakup song.
And who do you think you are? Running around leaving scars, collecting a jar of hearts, and tearing love apart.
Or this one.
Tell you we are never, ever, ever getting back together. We are never, ever, ever getting back.
All right, but be honest. In your life, have you ever said, we are done. We are never getting back together. Oh, I love you, too.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, you're doing that makeup sex.
Just one more try.
Oh, my
one
God.
More try.
There are a few that I'm thinking of now.
Mm-hmm.
That,
like what?
That, like Brian McKnight, One Last Cry. Can you find that really quick?
I don't know that song.
I don't know if we're going to have that one.
This was my song. I'll bet it's in there. Brian McKnight, One Last Cry. Beautiful song because when Julie and I were breaking up, when I moved here, Julie was staying in Phoenix. And I would hear that song on the radio and I was like, One Last Cry.
I'm happy guys do the same thing that gals do in these situations because I have this like, you know, sadness in my heart thinking that when a guy dumps me, they just honestly forget and they move on and they're like hanging out and like it doesn't cross their mind again. And I'm just sitting in just agony, you know?
I don't have that one in the system.
Really?
The
yeah,
only
let me
Brian
sing it
I probably have is
One Last Cry.
It, what's
one
that? What?
Electric
yeah,
dream
I've heard that.
Come true.
Will you try
no,
to
no,
find a little
one.
Clip of it?
Yes.
No, I know, but that's only Brian McKnight I know. Is that Brian McKnight?
I think so. So moving on, other big breakup songs. And here was mine from yesterday. If you want to see the whole list, you're playing with
it's
your computer.
Now.
Is it up
it
now?
It just officially, like, yeah, I was publishing piece by piece this time. And now I think all the pieces are up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
really
good
exciting.
To know. If you need a good breakup song or you're going, hey, I want to see if mine got on the list, it's on DaveRyanShow.com or it might be there. It takes a couple of minutes once we hit publish. And we just put a new credit card on the account. So we should be good with our internet service.
Don't know. It was given to me by management. It'll hear right. The expiration date has come and gone.
We'll be back in a second on KWB with You Can't Make This Stuff Up, the Dave Ryan Show, with also War of the Roses a little bit later on.
Make sure you have your sunglasses for these summer days, or if you want to look at Dave's legs. Dave Ryan on 101.3 KDWB.
It is time for the dirt on KWB. Oh, there's some delicious stuff on the dirt that we got to cover. Including, remember I told you last week, or I told you, Fallon, earlier this week, that J-Lo's halftime documentary about her doing the halftime show didn't really make me more of a J-Lo fan. It made her seem kind of like she's complaining that she had to share the stage with Shakira.
Yeah.
And some people said, well, you have to admit you're J-Lo. You are not Michael Jackson. You are not Prince. You are J-Lo.
Right.
So you need to have somebody else come in. And she didn't like it and blah, blah, blah. Well, on the dirt today, Gloria Estefan drags J-Lo over her Super Bowl halftime comments. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Lifestyle, celebrities, and gossip. All on Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
Here we go. Here's what Gloria Estefan says about it.
You have like 12 minutes or something to get things on and off the set.
Yeah.
So could you do it one person? Yes, but I think they wanted to throw a Miami and Latin extravaganza.
Right.
And they try to put in pack in as much as possible, and they killed it.
She did not shade her. She just said,
come on, she kind of
She also
did.
Said she was asked to be a part of it, and she said no. because she's already done. She said, I've already done two Super Bowls, and I also did not want to go on a diet in December. And it made me laugh.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's like, she goes, and with only 12 minutes, what would I have done? Come on, baby, shake your body, do that conga, and I'm out. That's what she said. It made me laugh.
Steve-O, not our Steve-O, but Steve-O from Jackass, admits that the early Jackass shows were a bad influence for kids. Because they even had a disclaimer in the early Jackass shows that you and your dopey buddies don't need to try these stunts and don't make videotapes and send them in because we won't even open them.
Yeah.
So here's what Steve-O said.
In the beginning of Jackass, we were genuinely worth vilifying. When Jackass came out, little kids were showing up in hospitals all over the country and maybe the world because they saw us doing this crazy and they wanted to do it themselves. At that time, you could point to us as being a very bad influence. But I think over the years, now that there's so much YouTube ridiculousness, so much, it's just like, it's not our fault anymore.
It is not their fault anymore. I saw the new Jackass one that came out 3 months or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, they should have given up a while ago. They really just looked like they just needed the money. It was not good. And I used to love Jackass.
You go back to the well until you know, okay, we got it. We should have stopped, but we're going, okay, one more time? No? Okay.
It's like an old artist going out on tour, and you see him, and you're like, God, I really want to see XYZ, because I loved him when I was a kid, and they stagger out on stage, they look bored, they don't really get into it, so the audience kind of doesn't get into it, you're like, eh, they should have retired.
So speaking of, I'm not saying Justin Timberlake is at that age, but I am saying this. I mentioned this, I think, like Tuesday, everyone making fun of his dance at the Pharrell concert. So it made me very happy that he made fun of himself as well. He came on Instagram yesterday, and this is what he said.
I want to apologize to you for two reasons.
Here and here.
Pointing at his feet.
I had a long talk with both of them individually and said, don't you ever do that to me again.
Okay.
He's like, I don't know if it was the khakis. I don't know what it was. And then he played videos from TikTok of multiple people making fun of him. And so at least he acknowledged it and he made fun of himself.
Damage control. I think that's the thing about Justin Timberlake is damage control. But also he's always seemed to have a sense of humor about himself. And he's never seemed to be like an arrogant, like, you know, take me seriously. I mean, come on. He was in a boy band and then he was the biggest solo career of any boy band member ever, unless you can think of a bigger one. And he's been very fortunate.
Agreed.
So and people like him. He's just a likable guy.
So Kate Bush, obviously, if you had not heard her name before, you probably have heard it now because we're playing a song that she wrote in 19, or at least she released it in 1985 from Stranger Things that has blown up. It's huge on the charts. We play it here on KDWB. And I have a couple of fun facts about it, but she talks about her success due to Stranger Things.
You know, it's such a great series. I thought that the track would get some attention. But I just never imagined that it would be anything like this. It's so exciting, but it's quite shocking, really, isn't it? I mean, the whole world's gone mad.
So here's a fun fact that I read yesterday. Kate Bush wrote, produced, and owns 100% of the songwriting, publishing, and licensing rights to Running Up That Hill. That means she earned somewhere probably between $500,000 to $1 million a week from the song she released in 1985 after the success it had on Stranger Things.
Oh, I was going to say not every week
but
since
to
then.
Go from probably making what pennies because that song has to now she's making millions again.
Good for her.
I know, and she owns all of it. Hell yeah!
You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and the theme song from Friends by the Rembrandts, and they were a local band. And I don't want to get this wrong, but I don't think I have it wrong. That kind of ruined their chances of really having other hit songs because everybody's like at shows like, play the Friends theme song. And it was such a good, catchy song that they really had a hard time being anything but that.
Right.
And I was saying, I hope the Rembrandts got a great contract with the Friends producers, because if they did, that show is in syndication all over the country. You can see it everywhere. And they should still be getting money. I hope the Rembrandts didn't record it and sell it to the Friends producers for like $1 million.
Yeah.
Because that would sound like a great idea at the time. It's like, they want to buy our song for $1 million. We're going to be rich. And then 30 years later, they could still be making money. So I don't know. But I hope they did. I hope that's had a good deal.
I do know this. I've been seeing more and more, and I cannot wait to actually go see the movie. But I think Elvis is coming out quite soon. Is Elvis coming out?
This weekend.
So that means also the soundtrack is releasing tomorrow. And I just saw Kacey Musgraves, who I love. She did the version of Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Very beautiful. But obviously, Austin Butler, everyone's talking about him. He plays Elvis alongside Tom Hanks as the infamous manager, Colonel Tom Parker. And it spans three decades. So it's supposed to be pretty amazing. Everyone, including Elvis's actual family, has said, this is it. This
I'm
is the one.
See it.
Me too. So on the soundtrack, you're going to hear, like I said, Casey Musgraves, but also Doja Cat, which we're playing that song, Eminem and CeeLo Green, Swae Lee, Diplo, Måneskin, and more. And basically, you can go ahead and watch the trailer. But yeah, it's going to come out this weekend. So make sure you don't miss the new Elvis movie.
Definitely want to see it. Yeah, Priscilla said, like, this is the movie that gets it right.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have a whole lot of interest in Elvis's past until people started to say, this is such a great story.
Yeah.
So really want to check that out.
Also, the soundtrack seems fire.
Okay. All right. Coming up on KWB, we're going to wrap up Dave's Dirt right now. But coming up, they are changing the name of a product that's been the same for 85 years.
Why?
And I'm going to guess that you either enjoyed this a lot in your childhood, or you've got it in your cupboard for right now for your kids or for you. Because let me tell you, we've had this in our cupboard. I'll bet we've got it in our cupboard right now. You probably do too, but they're changing the name of this after 85 years. We'll tell you about it coming up next on You Can't Make This Stuff Up on KDWB. And it's now time for Bizarre Stories on Dave's Bizarro Corner.
Now it's time for Dave's Bizarro Corner.
Dave's Bizarro Corner.
All inspired by the woman who talked to us one day and said that she made contact with her boss while her boss was pooping. And it was her first day of work. She peeked through the stall door by accident. She made eye contact with her boss while her boss was pooping. And she said, it's ruined my life. I will never feel the same again. So it was just a bizarre story. And here we go. I'm sitting here in my room getting ready for another riveting day at work. I'm listening to the show from Tuesday. Dave was talking about the kids sitting on the beach by himself, and Jenny said it made her sad to see old people sitting by themselves, and here's my bizarre story.
Okay.
My friend and I went to Florida after graduating high school. We went on a train. Now, going on a train was like half the excitement of the whole trip, so while we're in the lounge area, everybody's in there talking to each other, having a great time, but there was one older guy sitting by himself. We felt bad for him, so we tried bringing him into the conversation. After hanging out in that lounge area for a while, we went back to our chairs. Now, the old man came walking up a few hours later with his room number written on a napkin.
Oh, God.
He was in a first-class room on the train, so he had a full-on room. Now, we brushed it off thinking, oh, it's a little creepy.
Yeah.
But he just didn't know he was being creepy. Now, remember, these girls just graduated high school.
Yep.
He's older. I don't know how older, whether it's 45 or 65. I don't know. So she says, I won't tell you the entire story, but basically at one point he got us in his room with the door locked and told us, I want to have a baby with a young girl like
Gross.
One of you two.
No. Gross.
No.
Absolutely not. To
reincarnate his wife who had passed away. He then proceeded to try buying us drinks because we couldn't buy them ourselves. We were only 18. He ended up getting arrested at one of the stops and we got our money back and a first class ticket on the way home.
Yeah.
He apparently used to work for the train company, so he got to ride free anywhere. But after this happened, that privilege was taken away from him. Sorry for the long email, but I just wanted to pass along because someone that's old doesn't mean they're just because someone's old doesn't mean they're not creepy. Creepy yeah. People get old too. Love you guys.
Also, to go back to your question in the beginning, you don't know if he was 45 or 65. That tells me he was definitely at least 65.
Mm-hmm. How come?
Because he clearly has retired from the railroad. And those guys are union.
And his wife passed.
Those guys are union, and they stay there as long as they can, I think. And then they're out. And, like, there's no way he's 45 and retired.
I'm going to throw another addition into Dave's Bizarro Corner and make it Drake's Bizarro Corner. Because you were telling us yesterday a story about a cruise ship. And this is happening in real time right now somewhere on the high seas. Right now on the high seas, there is a cruise ship of agony. Tell me why this cruise ship is filled with agony, Drake.
Yeah, so I had somebody in my Twitch chat come in and tell me this story. So basically, they got engaged to their fiance, and they were planning on getting married yesterday. So this story was told to me on Tuesday. And so it was the day before they were supposed to get married. He walked in on his fiance hooking up with his dad.
His own dad.
Yeah. So they were going to get married on this cruise ship. And it was the day before it was all going down. He walked in the room, and there they are in bed hooking up. And he's got, like, he doesn't know what to do. Like, you're in the middle of a cruise ship in the middle of the week. They don't dock until, I think it, he said, like, Sunday or something like that. And he's there. I think they're going to an island. He said he wanted to, like, fly out of this island today.
To come home to get off this boat with his father, right, and his ex-fiance.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. So, yeah, he's been stuck on a cruise ship with his cheating fiance, and they had to call off the wedding, and it's been a whole drama-filled week.
Wow, that's so bad for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Even the cheaters are like, that's just so uncomfortable. Like, now dad is alienated from his son. The wedding's off. The fiance has lost her fiance, and it can't be you run to dad's arms and go, oh, well, at least we've still got each other, because that's probably not going
to
work.
Is dad still married to mom? Do you know?
I don't know.
Ooh, good question.
He didn't tell me that. I have no idea. But I do know what made it, like, even more weird is that when he walked in on his fiance hooking up with his dad, he walked in with his fiance's sister at the same time, too.
So they all witnessed it.
Yeah, they both witnessed it.
So if they're hooking up, that to me says that they've been hooking up, by the way.
Why do you think so?
Because I don't think their first time they would do it would be on the cruise ship the day before the wedding.
And a place that you probably could get caught much easier than just, like, in a city where you could go hook up at a hotel.
Agreed.
The day before your wedding, though, too. Like, it's just like, you're getting married tomorrow. Ah, let's hook up real quick.
Hey,
like, what?
One last hurrah. Yeah. Right?
Wouldn't you say, though, that everybody dodged a bullet on that one? Because the marriage probably was not going to last if she was hooking up with the father-in-law. That way you don't have to get a divorce, annulment, you just don't go through with the wedding, but you're stuck on the cruise ship. I can see how well he'd want to stop in, like, the Bahamas and get on a plane and come home.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you go sleep in the hallway? Or do you go sleep with the bride's sister? What do you do now?
I told him, I was like, if you want to enjoy the rest of the vacation, which would be really difficult, but if you could try, I would say try and get another room on the cruise ship, opposite side of the boat, maybe find somebody who's single. So I'm sure there's somebody single on there. And
not what you're going through. If you're getting ready to get married, you do not want to go, you do not want to be in the same vicinity as them, much less stuck on a boat. You want to get away. And also, what if she becomes a stepmom?
Oh my God. Oh, wow. That'd be weird. Thanksgiving would be super awkward.
So
all of a sudden,
I guess he would not come.
If you've got a story for Dave's Bizarro Corner, or a story about how you just didn't want to see your fiance, and you're stuck on a cruise ship, maybe you got in a huge fight with your partner on a cruise ship and you're like, that's it. But then you were stuck in the same cabin with them for five more days.
Nightmare.
Send an email to ryanshow@kdwb.com for Dave's Bizarro Corner.
This has been Dave's Bizarro Corner on KDWB.
We're moving right into
101.3 KDWB.
You probably have this in your cupboard right now.
Okay.
Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. I told you a million times, my stepson's motto is, if it isn't Kraft, it's crap.
I love that. Okay. Yeah, because I believe it too. Yeah.
It has been around for 85 years, and you can go to the store and buy Kraft macaroni and cheese, but later this summer, you're not going to be able to buy it anymore.
Oh,
it's going bye-bye. No. Well, it has nothing to do with supply chain issues or anything like that. They're changing the name to Kraft Mac and Cheese. So instead of Kraft macaroni and cheese, they're contemporizing the name and making it Kraft Mac and Cheese.
Why are you going to stress me out about my mac and cheese, boy?
Still there, baby. Okay, it's still there.
Okay. I used to be on that Kraft mac and cheese grind, but ever since I discovered Velveeta,
I knew this
I was
going to
ask about Velveeta shells and cheese, right?
Oh, my
it's better. It is
God.
Better.
Yep. It is so much
it's
better
more expensive,
than
Kraft.
It's a paste, though. It's like a paste.
I love
cheese.
It. It's like grinded out Velveeta that's liquefied. It's so good. And then you have people like me who are the parents who are quote-unquote trying to be organic, and they get Annie's mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes the same, but, like, it's just...
Man, you can be organic. If it doesn't have fertilizer and lead in it, I don't serve it to my kids. I want fertilizer, pesticides, and lead in all of my food.
Jeez.
What's wrong with you?
Mercury, too. I want some of that in there, too. Yeah. You're all, I'm organic. Give me some of that lead. What?
You only feed your kids sushi and, like, fishes. You're like, I want mercury poisoning.
I fish right out of Lake Minnetonka. That's all the kids eat. Lake Minnetonka fish full of mercury and lead.
God,
so anyway, so I'm going on with the story here. Here's why they're trying to change the name. They are changing the name to Kraft Mac and Cheese. They're trying to hype it up as more of a comfort food.
Oh.
And they're probably looking to freshen up a little bit, too, so they can appeal to younger generations, as if it needs any more help appealing to kids.
Yeah,
you talk about a cross-generational product.
Agreed.
I had it when I was a kid. Sometimes. We mostly made our own.
Yeah.
But what does that Allison mean? And what do you, well, we you made our own
noodles,
mac and cheese.
And then you put what in it? What kind
you
of cheese?
You put some milk, butter, and a block of Velveeta cheese. Because used to sell bricks of Velveeta cheese. I don't think they do anymore.
They do. Yeah, they do.
They do.
Still a giant
that's
brick of Velveeta.
That's what's in my mom's queso.
Your mom's queso is so good.
Yeah.
The mercury that's in there that makes it good.
It is.
The new boxes start hitting the shelves in August. Hey, by the way, because shout out Target employees all over town, whether you work at corporate or in the stores, Target's got an issue where during the pandemic, they ordered a whole lot of stay-at-home things, TVs, things for homes like dishes and pots and pans and furniture and things like that because people were at home. And so Target's like, oh, people want to stay home. Let's get a whole bunch of TVs and things for people to enjoy their home more.
Right.
Well, now that people are getting back out, Target's got a huge supply issue where they've got way too many of all of these different products.
Yeah.
And they can't sell them, but they need to.
Yeah.
Because they got other inventory they got to move into their stores.
For sure.
So now they're lowering the price on a lot of these things at Target that they need to sell to make room for. It's just a weird story.
They just need to have a bit. They need to clear out one of the stores and have a big rummage sale.
This is why you don't manage a department store.
Do you know how ape-ass people would get if they had a Target store rummage sale? The lines would be a million miles long. They'd sell out before like 6 a.m. probably.
Bring it up. Okay, here's the deal. If the Target CEO, she's listening right now or he's listening right now, they heard this idea. There it is. I think it's bad for their brand to associate a brand like Target with a rummage sale
and turn
Target into Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Perfect. While people are getting antsy in line, they'll bring Bullseye past and people can give little scratches to Bullseye the dog. And then they'll have like
Bullseye will come by and you can scratch him.
Yeah. And then they'll have the fake Bullseye for you to get pictures with. Everyone gets a red balloon. It's like just like cool stuff, you know, it's just like cool stuff like that.
This is why you don't work for a corporation.
I don't think it's an awful idea.
Thank you, Jenny.
I don't. But I do think Target needs to work on their supply because I went there the other day. They were out of three of the five things I needed.
What'd you need?
I needed, well, it was very random stuff. I needed a new Fitbit wristband. I needed, well, I didn't need, but I wanted this iced coffee that they didn't have.
Okay.
And then, what was the third thing? Oh, these one protein bars that I get.
Their protein bar section is always
empty.
Cleared.
It's always empty.
Always cleared. I'm like, who is going in?
I know.
And just, like, walking through the aisles and shoving them all with their arm
into
a cart. Everyone's, none of them. They've never had any except for the stupid gross ones that no one wants.
Nobody likes, like a Kind bar. Gross. Yuck. Okay, we'll be back on KWB. Lyric Shuffle is coming up in a minute, and then we want to ask you a question. The question is, where do you live and how did you find our show? I mean, if you live in Coon Rapids, I want to know how you found our show. Did you find it because you grew up here? Or if you live in Baton Rouge or you live in Nashville, how did you find our show? We're going to do that on the Talkback feature. Where do you live and how did you find our show? As a matter of fact, if you're listening, it's perfect right now. If you're listening to the stream on iHeartRadio on the app, tap the Talkback button and let us know. Where do you live and how did you find us? Maybe you live in Denver. And you were just scrolling through iHeartRadio stations and you found us. I would love to hear that.